Hey, good morning, Resonate. Yeah, it's great to be together. Praise God for just being able to declare His goodness as one voice this morning. All the music that we sang, just declaring His praises and declaring the truth about God. So if you're at one of our campuses, Oakland, Hayward, online, we're just so thankful to be able to gather together. It's my privilege to speak this morning, but can I tell you, I wasn't on the schedule. Pastor Ryan was scheduled to preach this morning, our senior pastor. And last week was his birthday on Sunday. And on Sunday, he got the gift of a tweaked back. And so he's been out all week long, down with a bad back. So will you just pray for him? And, you know, listen, your campus pastor, even as Pastor Edward shared here in Fremont about the work that God is doing across the Bay, we know that there is going to be spiritual warfare attached to all those things. So can we just pray for Pastor Ryan, pray for the Kwan family, and lift them up before the Lord, and so that God would protect and lead us forward as a church. Amen? Amen. All right. So this morning we are in a sermon series called Made for This, which is about rediscovering and celebrating the ancient paths. So Jeremiah 6:16 says this. It says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it and find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it." In other words, they walked in rebellion and they paid tragically the consequences of that. But here's what we're doing is if the wisdom of today is leaving us broken, confused, and hopeless and empty, might we stop and just consider the wisdom of God, which is what Jeremiah refers to as the ancient past. So today, one of those ancient paths that we're considering is membership, and this sermon is Made for Membership. Now, I'm sure you have heard about memberships. Some of you have Costco memberships. How many of you love Costco? Yeah. We have two really close to here. We also have gym memberships. You know, January 1st, I'm sure that spiked, and it's great, and hopefully you got past Quitters Friday, you know, and you're still part of the gym. But the kind of membership that we're talking about today is an ancient path membership. It's a membership in the body of Christ, the family of God. It's membership in the church. Now, if you're familiar with the Apostle Paul, he's one of the more prolific writers of the New Testament and an apostle. He went out and started churches. In Galatians, which is a letter that he wrote to the church in Galatia, he tells us about his miraculous conversion story, and then he goes on to tell us that when he joined the church in Galatia, that the apostles there gave him the right hand of fellowship. And essentially what they were saying was, we recognize you as another person who is on the same mission, who has the same declaration, who has the same spirit within you. And so we welcome you and we want to be in membership with you. We want to be members of the same body together. And in the early church, the right hand of fellowship was a sign of this. That was the recognition of you are one of us. Now, church membership was where Paul launched his ministry from. In other words, everywhere he went, where he wrote his letters, where he started churches, where he raised up leaders in the church, and we are a benefactor of those churches and those letters today, he did it all because he was part of a church. In other words, he supported and he surrounded that church, but they also supported and surrounded him in the work. And out of anybody who could have probably said, you know what, I'm going to go do this alone, because of the miraculous conversion that he had, Paul probably is one of those people who would have been able to say, I can go do this by myself, but he couldn't, and he didn't. He said, no, I want to be surrounded by the church. I want to be a part of a church. I know that God is way more glorified in me when I am working in conjunction with the body of Christ, when I am a member. He believed in church membership. So what is so great about church membership? I mean, what are you missing? What are we missing if we don't become members of Resonate? And what are we missing if we just show up without taking a next step? If we just, you know, come every Sunday and show up in the service, sing, hear a sermon, and then go home? What are we missing if we don't take a next step? And what would happen if we treated our church membership like we treat Costco membership or gym memberships? What would happen in that case? Well, today we're going to read a passage of Scripture that helps tell us about the nature of membership. And our passage is 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 27. And as you turn there in your Bibles, here's our outline for today. We're going to talk about membership celebrates unity. We're going to talk about membership celebrates diversity. And we're going to talk about membership celebrates responsibility. So will you stand with me as we read our passage together from 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 12. And it says this: "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? And if the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker and indispensable are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. And if one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." Thank you. Thanks be to God for the reading of his word, and you may be seated. So before we jump into this passage, I just want to take a quick time out and say how beautiful the Word of God is and how beautiful his amazing creation is. Because essentially God's saying, when you look at your body, which we do every day, right? Mirrors, and then, you know, anytime you walk past a tinted car window, and we can all see you looking at yourself in the reflection, right? We do this all the time. He's essentially saying, you are looking at the body of Christ. You're looking at a reflection of this. And through nature, God is not wasting anything. And he's saying, I want you to see how great this is and how it all comes together. And praise God that every time we look at our own bodies, we're actually looking at an ancient path, something that God is pointing us towards. So here's our first point from our text. Membership celebrates unity. Paul points us to the most important part of membership first, and that is unity. Now, in this physical world, there is nothing more beautiful than seeing a healthy body compete at its highest level. I mean, every time the Winter Olympics or the Summer Olympics comes around, we're like glued to the TV because we want to see these healthy bodies just on display doing these epic things. My son is a professional ballet dancer. And, you know, every time he comes home and visits us, I'm like, hey, let's eat a box of chocolates. Hey, let's drink this cocktail. And he's like, no, Dad, I can't do any of that stuff because it'll mess up my healthy body. And I'm like, come on. But then we're just sitting there playing a game and he's got his leg like, boing, you know, just like, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just stretching, you know, and he's constantly stretching. And this amazing body, when that body gets on stage and starts doing ballet, beautiful. It's amazing. Like it just speaks of the glory of God as all his body parts, all the muscles, all the tendons, everything comes together, all the practice and training, everything comes together to just that unity is absolutely beautiful. And that kind of unity is where Paul starts this passage. And he says there's two things in these verses that bring us together. Thankfully, exercise is not one of them, because I'd probably totally fail if that was the case. But the first one is baptism. So Paul tells us we are all baptized into one body. Now, what is baptism? Baptism is an outward representation of something that God has already done in our hearts. So when we come to know Jesus and we say, hey, I can no longer be the Lord and Savior of my own life. I know I've been putting my hope in religious things. I've been putting my hope in worldly things. I've been putting my hope in all these things, and I can't do it anymore. I need you, Jesus. I need you alone. And so I'm putting myself to death, and I'm asking you to take over. And so baptism is this, we put you in a tub of water, like a bathtub, and we dunk you, and we bring you back up, because it's like your old self is being put to death, and your new life with Christ has begun. You're a new creation, and there's a declaration. We say, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And you say yes, and then we put you down, put you back up, and then together as a church, we celebrate. Why? Because with that declaration, you've become part of the membership of the body of Christ. We're saying, you believe the same thing we believe. We believe the same thing you believe. Let's be one together, this beautiful, unified body that agrees. But it's not just baptism that Paul points to. There's one other thing here. It's one spirit. He says, we all drink from one cup. And what he's saying is when we ask Christ into our lives, that the Holy Spirit comes within us. His Spirit comes into us. And from that point forward, we have His presence within us to guide us, to direct us, to comfort us, to lead us, to give us wisdom. And he's saying that that same Spirit that lives in you as a believer lives in me. We all have that one Spirit. It's not like God assigns different spirits to every single believer. No, he just says, it is my Holy Spirit, it is my one Spirit that is going to be alive in all of you. And what does that do? That baptism, that one Spirit, brings us together as one. Now, there's something that is similar about those two things, the baptism and the one Spirit. What is it? What is the thing that is similar? It is this. It's not about you. It's not about the work that you have done. It's not about you earning anything. But baptism is a recognition of what Jesus has done. And having one Spirit, drinking from one Spirit, is a recognition that it's His Spirit within us and not my own. It's not your work, it's His work. And so when we come together as the body of Christ, we're saying, it's because of you, Jesus. This is why we're showing up. It's because of your work. And this is why Paul can say, it's not about Greeks or Jews or slave or free. In other words, he's saying these are the most juxtaposition groups of people. Like the Jews, completely religious. The Gentiles, the Greeks, they are completely secular. The slaves have no freedom. The free people have all the freedom. And he says it has nothing to do with any of that. I'm gathering all people under one baptism, one declaration, and under one Spirit. And this is beautiful because this actually is where we gather together and saying, Jesus, it is all about you. And if you've ever thought, I can't be a part of the membership of Resonate, and you said something like, I'm not smart enough, I don't have enough experience, I don't have what it takes, or maybe another statement like that, you need to know that none of us are here because we have somehow achieved or arrived. We're here because of what Jesus has done in us and that declaration. That's it. And maybe this is where our membership, that membership that combines us in that single unity, that single confession, this is what makes us so different from Costco or a gym membership. Because a Costco or a gym membership, you walk up and it's an if-then equation. If you have paid your dues, they will let you in. If you've done your part, you can be a part. But when we come to the church, it's Jesus has done this. And we're declaring His work, and that's why we're unified together. We're declaring who He is and the one Spirit that is within us. And that's why we can be unified. And in that, that means there's no pride. There's no room for pride. There's no room for shame. There's no varsity league in the church. There's no junior league in the church. But we are one people coming together unified because of what? Because of what Christ has done amongst us. Now, membership doesn't just celebrate unity. It doesn't just celebrate coming together as one body. It also celebrates diversity. And this is our second point, is membership celebrates diversity. So while the body does come together unified, we have to recognize that it is made up of many different parts, legs, arms, ears, organs, billions of cells coming together. So you as a whole walked in here this morning as a representation of billions of different body parts coming together as one. And unity is important, but it's also important to recognize each individual body part. We have lived in two-story homes pretty much our entire marriage, and we love the idea of having two stories. You know, you kind of go up to a retreat, you get away from everything up there. But oftentimes early in the morning, I'll go down and I'll get a cup of coffee, and then I'll walk back upstairs and sit in our bedroom and enjoy that cup of coffee or that cup of tea. And I know this is completely nerdy, all right? But I am absolutely astounded that I can walk upstairs holding a cup of coffee. Like, have you ever thought about this? Like, I don't think a robot can do this. I don't think there's an AI thing out there yet that can do this. But I can walk upstairs holding this cup of coffee without, most of the time, without spilling it. And you think about all the different parts of the body that have to come together to make that possible. That's crazy. Like, my elbow is connected to my arm that's connected to my fingers that hold the cup there, and somehow it's able to move and pivot when I'm stepping, and then my legs are moving up and down these steps, and like, there's something in my peripheral vision that it enables me to see the depth of those stairs and not trip on them. And then there's my big toe and my ears that are keeping the balance somehow in check. And, you know, and man, by the time I get to the top of the stairs, I'm just like a full glory nerd fest of, God, to you be the glory. Like, this is amazing. Like, we're able to do this. Why? Because celebrating all the different diversity with even within my own body that unifies together to walk this coffee cup up the stairs. Now, I want you to think about this. Like the synergy of the body of Christ coming together, all the individual parts coming together, like it's a beautiful picture of God bringing all of us in diversity together to glorify Him in the unity of the body. Have you ever thought, have you ever worked out and discovered you have a new muscle? You know, it's like one of those things that you never realized you had before. You're sore in a place that you didn't even know existed, right? But there's something beautiful about that diversity because all of a sudden then your whole body stops to be sensitive to that one area. It's like if you bruise your knee, then your whole body is kind of like, okay, we're going to walk gingerly on that knee now until it gets healthy again. And there's something beautiful about the diversity of the body acting together in unity, but respecting the individual parts. And Paul says that our physical bodies illustrate what's going on in the church. And it reveals how important every single one of us. I see you over there. You're a toe. I see you over there. You're the stomach. I see you there in Hayward. You are the arm. I see you over there. You're the... And we all have these different parts that we bring together to be the body of Christ. Now, there's two ways that each of us are individually important. The first one is this. You are made in the image of God. Do you know in Genesis 1:27, he says that he made each one of us and he made us in his image. The Latin phrase that's pretty popular is imago Dei, made in the image of God. And do you know what that means? That means that you reflect God's glory, which means that in order for me to know God, completely, guess what? I have to know each one of you completely. And you have to know me. Like, I reflect God's glory. My personality, my unique makeup reflects God in a way that you never could. And you do the same. So you know what that means? When you're missing, I don't get to see God in his glory, in his completeness. There's something missing when you are not here. But when you are here, when you bring that reflection of glory into the membership of the body, all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, that's the glory of God on display. And I think this is the reason why eternity goes on for so long, because we're going to have to know each person who's ever walked the face of the planet, who is in a relationship with Jesus. We're going to have to walk with them and know them, because we're going to say, oh, in you, I see something in God that I would never have seen before. And I'm so thankful to see that. And they're going to look right back at us and say, I know. And in you, I can see a reflection of God, something in the image of God in you that I would have never seen before. And all of a sudden, it was just like cascading joy and excitement as we discover the greatness of God as we come together as members, diverse members seeing the beauty of God. But there's a second thing here, and that's the gifting that he's given you. Do you know that these two chapters, chapters 12, actually it's really three chapters, 12, 13, and 14 from 1 Corinthians, they're in the larger context. The passage that we're discussing is a larger context, is the spiritual gifts that God has given us and how we can use those gifts within the body of Christ. So the idea is that when you become a believer in Jesus, not only are we declaring, not only are we living with one spirit, but that one spirit gives us a specific gift that is to be used for the body. We call it a spiritual gift. And that gift might be teaching, it might be healing, it might be the gift of tongues, speaking a foreign language or an angelic language. It might be the interpretation of that tongue. It might be evangelism. It may be helps. It might be mercy. It might be wisdom. It might be the discerning of spirits. There's so many different spiritual gifts amongst us. And yet, with all these individual gifts coming together, this is what makes up the body of Christ. Something that is absolutely beautiful and something that is far greater than just me carrying a coffee cup up the stairs. But this is something that displays the glory of God to the watching world and gives him praise as we come together with those reflecting his glory, as we come together with those gifts and seeing him on display. I love Pastor Ryan's gift for preaching. I really do, because, you know, Pastor Ryan's preaching has an anointing on it. When he preaches, like, people respond to his preaching. And I just watch that time and time again, and I'm so thankful for that. But I'm also thankful for AJ, who is the guy who is doing lighting at the Hayward campus this morning, because he makes us meeting together in our Hayward campus possible. And I love Jam, who leads worship in our Oakland campus. But I also love Freddie. Freddie is a guy who committed to our Oakland campus and said, I'll go up there and run the parking team. And so he sits outside there in the freezing cold amidst all the gunfire in Oakland. No, I'm just kidding. I've been up there a lot. There's no gunfire, okay? But I'm just saying that for dramatic effect, for Freddie's sake. And he just welcomes people and makes them feel part of the campus when they get there. And that is so important. And I love our elders who lead us spiritually. But I also love two retired men who come in on a weekly basis, Jamie and Tom, who help us just keep this place looking nice by doing various construction projects, just using a skill set that they have, the gift that they have. And I love the teams that decorate our buildings. Like, wasn't it amazing over Christmas time just to have all these beautiful Christmas trees and the whole place decorated? I love that. Like, it makes people feel welcome when we show up. Our guests are like, you thought about us. Which, if you were a guest this morning, can I tell you, we've thought about you all week. We've wanted to make you feel welcome in this place this morning. But as much as I love those who decorate our buildings, I also love our small group leaders, our missional community leaders who faithfully, week in and week out, remind us of the gospel and remind us to walk in the gospel. I love Pastor Edward leading our Resonate Leadership Institute, training men and women for ministry to start campuses. But I also love our gospel patrons, those who have the gift of generosity and calculation and give tremendous amounts of money to make the School of Ministry and the Resonate Leadership Institute possible. You see, it's all those individual gifts coming together that builds beautiful unity. I have to tell you the story. Like last year, this is 2023, we were able to give a gift of about $35,000 to Vietnamese Missions Institute, and they are Vietnam Missions Institute. They're planting churches all over Vietnam. And I had the privilege of going there in 2024 after we had given that gift. And we said, "Hey, what did you do with the money that we sent you?" And they showed us this piece of property that they bought, and it was a little tiny piece of property, but it was enough to put some farm equipment, some farmland on that it would sustain 9 churches on the south of Vietnam in the Mekong Delta. And we got to be a part of that. Like, I'm thrilled. But can I tell you what that took? Like, first of all, it took someone with the gift of relationship. And it was Pastor Ryan who knew Jonathan and Tara that started the Vietnam Missions Institute. And he's like, "Hey, you guys got any things that we can give to over there and that we can support? Because we love to see Christ do a great work in Vietnam." And they're like, "Yeah, this is what we could do this year." And then it took someone saying, "Well, you know how we could make that happen is the annual missions offering." And so they came up with that idea. And then someone said, "Well, you know what we could do is we could have these ornaments and we could put them on a tree. And then every time someone took an ornament, it could like have a little, you know, take-home ornament in it, but it could also have something that they could give. And that way we could raise the money for this annual missions offering." And then we had to get the communication people involved because somehow we got to make it look pretty and somehow tell all of us, like, this is what we're doing together and this is we're going the right direction. And then all of us showed up, and then we got to take ornaments home. We got to get our kids involved, and we got to say, "Hey, look, this is what's going on around the world. This is what Jesus is doing. Let's sacrifice for this. Let's not give another Christmas present to each other. Let's give money to this so we can see the gospel come forth." And then we raised this $35,000, and because Vietnam is a communist country, it's hard to just say, "Hey, here's a gift of $35,000. Why don't you use this?" And we had to figure out how to financially get the money into Vietnam so that VMI could use that money. And then on the ground in Vietnam, then the money has to get distributed so that we can buy the piece of property. You see how complicated this gets? But how diverse the body is in bringing all these things together to celebrate. Now 9 churches are self-sustaining and people are coming to hear the gospel because of the work that you, the diversity of the body, did together to make this happen. Do you see this? Resonate, you reflect God's glory. Resonate, you bring the gifts. Resonate. God is using you throughout the Bay Area and throughout the world because of those gifts. So membership celebrates unity, but membership also celebrates diversity. And then our last point is this, that membership celebrates responsibility. Paul tells us in verse 21, it says, "The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you." And here's basically what Paul is saying. When we realize how important each one of us are, the way that you reflect God's glory, the way that you have been given a gift, I can't say I have no need of you. You can't say you have no need of me. No, in this, if you say you don't have need of me, you might be just taking out the elbow out of the body. Or if I say I have no need of you, I might be taking my eyes out. Or I might be taking my sense of balance out. Or I might be taking out my peripheral vision. Do you see? Like, membership celebrates responsibility. All of a sudden, I realized, like, I got to be here because you need me in order to see God in His glory. You need me here because I bring a certain gift, but in the same way, you need to be here because if you don't come, this place doesn't work. This church doesn't become glorifying to God in the way it does across the Bay Area and around the globe because you are an important part of it. So there's some of us who showed up this morning and we're like, man, I'm ready with that gift of encouragement. I'm ready with that gift of healing. I'm ready with that gift of teaching and res kids. I'm ready with that gift of working in the parking lot. I'm ready with that gift of money. And then there's others of us that showed up and said, I'm ready to receive, which that's an important gift for all of us. Like if you're hurting this morning and you feel like the bum knee of the body of Christ, the rest of us want to walk gingerly with the rest of the body so that you can find healing. Like that's our commitment to you. Like we love you in that way. And it doesn't make you any less part of the body. It just means that this time it's your turn to receive. And next time, you know, I'm 50 years old. Someone told me a few years ago that pain will never leave your body from this point forward. It will just be chased around your body. Like one day your leg will hurt. The next day your shoulder will hurt. The next day your gut will hurt. The next day, and I'm like, oh, that's totally true. You know, like that's just what I've got to expect from now on. And that's kind of like in the body of Christ. Like you're a bum knee today, but you're going to get better. And then the other knee's going to go out. And then we need to take care of someone else. This term is your turn. Next time is my turn. And yet we show up because membership takes responsibility. Membership celebrates responsibility. Like we love the fact that we reflect God's glory. We love the fact that we have a gift to give and we recognize when I'm not there, it doesn't work. Hey, you part of an MC? Have you ever been tempted not to go? You ever been like, man, that's a really long day. Everything went wrong today. My coworkers were terrible to me. I'm not going to MC tonight. I'm calling in. Hey, I'm not coming. I'm just so tired. Do you realize when you do that, that everybody else is going to miss out on seeing God's glory because you're not there? Do you realize that you're going to miss out on seeing God's glory because you decided to not be a part of the body that night? Like, do you see how important membership is? Membership celebrates responsibility. Like, I love it when you're here. This Resonate is just an empty building when you are not here. And I love it when the church shows up and then we get to work together. We come together as unity and body and then that unity just begins to spread around the Bay Area. It spreads around the globe because God has taken the diverse parts and made them one. Now, as we conclude, Paul gives us this summary in verse 27. He says, now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And this verse basically summarizes everything that he's just written, that membership celebrates unity, membership celebrates diversity, and membership celebrates responsibility. But you might ask, so what? I mean, it's all great that we come together as one body. It's all great that we're healthy. But what are we going to do with that healthy body? You know, as I look at young men and women and I see them in their prime and they're just like, you know, their bodies work in every way that they should. And then I see them on social media living someone else's life, you know, like celebrate. And I just want to say, you are healthy. Like, don't watch someone else's life. Go live your life to the fullest. And I think that that's what God's calling us to do, Resonate. Like as we come together as a healthy body, as we recognize that we reflect God's glory, each one of us, as we recognize that God has gifted us, each one of us, as we come together, the question should be, now what? What do we do? And I think the first thing we do is we just dream. We dream about what God can do and that whole 1% vision, like seeing Levi Stadium full in our lifetime of people who haven't known Jesus yet and now know Jesus. And there's a baptism like celebration going on in Levi Stadium. It holds 72,000 people. Like, wouldn't it be amazing? And as we dream together, we come together as one body, and then we join in. We don't just dream, but we join in. And, you know, these guys like Nia, like Joe Jewell, like Noli, they can't go plant churches by themselves. That's ridiculous. But you know what? With us who say, I'm going with you. I'm going to go be a part of your Res Kids team. I'm going to go serve donuts because that's what my gifting is. I'm going to go be in the parking lot because I love welcoming people when they get there in the morning. I'm going to go be a part of the administrative structure. I'm going to give like crazy because I know it takes money to make these churches come into existence. I'm gonna do my part, the thing that God's given me to do. I'm gonna reflect his glory in the best way I can, and I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna use all the gifts. And so we would dream, we would join in, but then the last thing is that we would care like crazy as well, because when there is one of us in the body of Christ that's just the bum knee or the bruised finger or struggling, like that's when the rest of the body comes together and says, I will surround you. I will take the weight so that you don't have to, because I want you to find healing right now. So God calls us to dream. He calls us to join in. He calls us to care for one another. And I would just say to you this morning, if maybe you're not a part of membership, but you've been listening to this, you're like, I want to be a part of something like that. I want to be a part of this. I want to see God at work. And maybe that's you this morning. You're like, how can I become a part of this? And, you know, here's where it starts. It starts with declaration. It starts with that baptism. It starts with you saying, I can't do it. But it's about Jesus and me. It's about letting him be the Lord of your life instead of you. It's about you stepping onto this ancient path instead of thinking about the wisdom of today. It's about you saying, I'm weak. I can't do this on my own, but you are my Savior. See, that's the declaration that we're making together. And if that's you and you want to be a part of the body this morning and you're not, that's how it starts. That's how we all started a part of the body. We just said, this is about you, Jesus. It's not about me. And we made him the Lord of our lives. And then the second thing, and I love what Resonate does in this, is that we have a membership class. Because in the next one is February 1st. So we want you to get involved and come to that membership class. Why? Because in that membership class, the elders and the different leaders will come in and they'll just talk about, here's what unifies us. Here's the beliefs. Here's what we say about the gospel. Here's what God says about the gospel. This is how we declare it across the Bay Area. And this is how we live on mission together. And here's how you can get involved. Here's how your reflection of God's glory and your gifting shows up. And so if you haven't taken that next step, I just want you to know, Resonate makes it so easy. Just come and be a part of that and figure out, like, what is God saying to you so you can dream. We can dream together as the body of Christ, so we can join in, and then we can care. Let's pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you for this morning. Thank you for speaking to us, Lord. The sea throws rocks together, but time makes us polish stones. God, would you take each one of us that are so diverse in our gifting and our reflection, would you sanctify us, make us what you want us to be, that we would be this beautiful body coming together to change the whole Bay Area, to see your glory come, Lord, and then to impact the whole world for your glory. And God, we just say thank you for each one of us, and we thank you for the body of Christ here that we are members of. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, let's give God praise this morning for his word.